This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
I'm Dr. Jonathan Clark.
We're so glad that you guys are with us. We've been talking about ways God's Spirit helps you understand the Bible better, and this is part three.
Part three. I've got a question for you.
Here we go.
Would you consider, Jared Pollard, would you consider the Bible to be a textbook for living?
Yes.
Why?
Because it has changed my life.
Yeah. How so?
So all of the, anything that you have ever not liked about yourself, this is a broad statement I'm about to make. Anything that you have never liked about yourself, you can find a solution for in the Bible.
Really? Wow.
That's a broad statement.
So if that premise is true, it could be very beneficial to read the Bible. I phrased it in the way that I did because I've heard debates on both sides. And I get their nuances and truth that the Bible is a textbook for living. I find it, for me personally, a pretty darn good textbook. Mm-hmm. Others will say, well, it's really not a textbook for living. And I see where they're coming from. All's I know is that old ancient book I still find relevant when I read it today, many, many years later.
Yeah.
I find issues in the Bible relevant to my finances, to my money, to my health, to my relationships, to business.
Yep.
You know, all the major areas that I live in, which I think a lot of people live in those same areas, I do find answers there. Today we're gonna pull from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 through 15, where Paul says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches." And that's our catchphrase, "Ways God's Spirit helps you understand the Bible better," part three. Going on with that verse, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, and yet he himself is rightly judged by no one." That's a power-packed verse that we could go a lot of directions with. But we'll stay on focus today.
Yeah.
The things which the Holy Spirit teaches, this is ways that God's Spirit helps us understand the Bible better. So we talked earlier in the week, and again, these last four, this is the fourth of four, are kind of a series that one builds on the other. I encourage you to go back and listen to those. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3 talked about how all Scripture is inspired by God. So God, the Holy Spirit, did write the Bible through men.
Yeah.
Hebrews 4:12 talks about the Bible being alive and powerful and sharp and living. It's a living thing.
Yeah.
And then 1 John 2 talks about the Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible, being inside of us to teach us about the Bible. So I think because all those things are true, the Holy Spirit's teaching us things, in the last 43 years that I have been reading the Bible, I have found it very relevant to my life. You care to comment on that?
Yeah. I think of, you know, you listed some things just a few minutes ago, but I even think about it going to the hot button topics, I guess you would call it, of today. So even all the way down to mental health issues.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Depression, identity crisis that's going on in not just the younger generation, just in people in general. All of these hot button topics, I find the answers to those in the Bible. Now, others might argue that they're not the answer, but I see the Holy Spirit highlighting those as the answers that people need. And so it helps me because even if I don't have an issue to the degree that somebody else does, the truth still applies to me and changes me.
I find that very interesting because Again, I've heard many talk about the Bible is not a textbook for living, and it's great poetry and it's great history, but it has no validity today. Mm. It has no relevance today. Mm. And all I can say is, for the last 43 years, it has had great relevance for me. As a matter of fact, excuse me, my marriage, my business, my work, my finances, me coming out of, you know, mental health issues. You know, everybody has mental health issues to some point. Let's just say it here.
Call it how
everybody
it is.
Everybody has mental health issues to some point, some more than others. And all of my life for the last 43 years has had a basis at some level in the Word of God. Now, I want to dive a little further with that. Yesterday we talked about the importance of reading, disciplined, daily, regular reading through the Bible, how important that is. We called it logos. But I mentioned that once I got out of med school, I had more time then to go back and pleasure read some of the things that I had not had time to pleasure read about healthcare. You know, about this disease or about this problem or whatever. And so I would go back on my own time with curiosity and seeking. I want to know about this more. You know, how does that work? And I would go back and have done that now since I got out of med school. So my life now, I turned 60 last week, 43 years of pursuing God and Him changing my life with His living, active Word of God. It's alive. Here's what the pattern that I've got in. I get up in the morning. Morning works better for me because when I go to work, the day's going to start and I'm going to find it harder to have set aside time to do the Bible reading that I want to do and the prayer that I want to do. So I'll go through my Bible reading plan. You know, this year for me, it's going to be two chapters a day. It's going to be one chapter out of the Old Testament and one chapter out of the New Testament, which is half of what I was doing last year, which was good too. And so I'm going to get through my disciplined logos required reading, so to speak, which is good for me. We talked about that. And then if I have time, I'm going to go back. I'm going to stop and I'm going to go back and I'm going to spend some time. Maybe that verse piqued an interest, or maybe this verse over here had a question, or maybe I just got a question over here in my life that today's reading didn't address. And I'm going to take time to look things up and search and be curious. I remember yesterday, I was driving in the car from here to there, and the Spirit started kind of prompting something in me. And, you know, at the stoplights, when I wasn't driving, I would look those verses up because I remember, hey, there's a verse about that. And I would look it up, and I'd scratch it on a scratch paper beside me in the car. Just this curious, spontaneous reading, because what oftentimes is, there's another, yesterday we talked about the what we believe is the Greek word, logos, L-O-G-O-S, the general word of God, Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. But a lot of times when you're praying and reading through the general word of God, the Holy Spirit, the author that's inside of you, will spark something alive because the Bible's alive. And the Holy Spirit's alive, and He wrote the Bible, and He'll spark something. And the word that has become known as is rhema, R-H-E-M-A. And we think that's a Greek word, too. he hasn't looked it up, neither have I. But a lot of times the logos will spark a rhema. I need an answer for this problem in my business or this problem in my finances or my family. And I'm praying and I'm seeking the Lord, and He'll spark a verse. And I'll go read it, and I'll find the answer or the direction that I needed for that problem. It came alive. It was what they call a rhema word.
Yeah, absolutely. The I even think of in just for my own personal life, Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. So we just read this a couple days ago, so that's why this is coming to mind. But when my wife and I were trying to have our first child, we had waited a long time. I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but we had waited several years. And so it just wasn't happening. And I remember this guy, he just shared a rhema with me. It says, a man shall leave his father and mother, and he shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So he just said, what does it mean to become one flesh? Have kids. That was his rhema. What does it mean to physically become one flesh? Well, have kids. That's one flesh. And so I heard that, and I was like, that's not what that means. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. These are the thoughts in my head. I didn't say this out loud.
Yes, sure.
But those are the thoughts in my head. Well, the more I prayed about that, I was like, maybe that is something. That's something I need to be praying.
Yeah.
And I need to be applying into my life. And so now every time I come across that verse, you know, I have a child and another child on the way. And so now when I see that verse, I think about the faith that was imparted to me through that rhema, although reluctantly at first. But the reality is the faith that was transferred to me through that guy's rhema of, well, one flesh is children. So Lord, let my wife and I become one flesh. Grant us this wish for a child. And we had to pray that verse again the second time through because it didn't happen when we wanted it to or when we expected it to.
Yeah.
And so to continue to apply the rhema, it's life-changing for us. And we have a lot of others that have applied to other areas of our lives. But that's, since I just read that, that's the rhema that comes to mind. And so now, when I read that, I take that a step farther to the next verse. They shall become one flesh, and Adam and Eve were both naked and unashamed. Okay, people are wondering where I'm going with that next.
You can't see my eyeballs right now. My eyeballs are wide open.
But
my ears are perked up.
I take that rhema and I extend it past, and I say, Lord, let my wife and I be unashamed in our relationship. Let there be nothing that we feel shame about in regards to one another. No secrets, no hiding, no resentment, nothing. Let us be unashamed, just as Adam and Eve were.
Wow.
Talk about a rhema that will put faith into your heart.
Wow.
And change an immediate relationship that's right there.
Do podcasts go viral?
They could. They could.
I think this one might. If podcasts can go viral. That is so good. And I think a real concern that a lot of Christians have when they start hearing spirit-led words, mm-hmm. you know, rhema words,
yeah.
they start getting nervous that people are just going to get weird and start doing whatever.
Or try to rewrite
written. Or try to rewrite. And here's what I've learned through the years. Any spirit-led rhema that the Lord gives you is not going to contradict the general logos what you're reading.
That's right.
That's why it's important to keep reading the general logos textbook in the background at all times, so that when the Lord does give you a rhema directional word for you that comes alive and gives you direction, mm-hmm. you can even go back then and search that against the scriptures.
Yeah.
And it will not contradict the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kind of things like, hey, I'm reading, for instance, and I feel like I'm supposed to go, you know, rob somebody or kill somebody. No, that's not a rhema. No, that definitively contradicts the general logos of the word of God.
Yeah.
But having said that, I look at the patterns in my life, in my own life, of the rhema. I mean, we talked about this earlier. My wife and I needed confirmation before we got married because we had such a rocky relationship. Mm. We didn't feel like we could trust our own emotions anymore. They were just all over the place. Mm. And the Lord was merciful to us. Our pastor that was taking us through premarriage counseling said, you know, go ask the Lord for some confirmation. Mm. And I was really surprised when the Lord did that and gave us
the confirmation.
Old Testament Jeremiah, Haggai, and Habakkuk rhema words about, and nowhere in the Bible does it say John Clark and Krista Johnson should be married. Mm. You'll not find that. But through a rhema coming alive in the Holy Spirit, it put faith in our hearts to go ahead and get married. And it's borne good fruit.
Yeah.
It's 40 years and running.
That's awesome.
40 years and running.
That's awesome. That's so good. So this morning or whatever time you're listening to this, we want to encourage you, get in the Word, get the logos, get the general knowledge.
Yeah.
But then ask the Lord to have the Holy Spirit empower those passages, those verses that are going to change your life today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.